Welcome to this week's edition of Tiger Talk. My name is Will Kohlmeyer. I'm the Vice President of Marketing and Community Relations at one of the premier community colleges in the entire country, and that is Northeast Mississippi Community College. Starting off this week, just to say thanks for listening through the years to our weekly podcast. Last week, we celebrated our 150th edition of Tiger Talk. We're looking forward to the next 150 episodes as well. Busy week once again here at Northeast. It's exam week. I know President Ford will talk more about that in just a few moments. Hard to believe the 2021 school year is over. Of course, summer school will be starting at the beginning of June, that first term. Second term begins that first week of July, and then the fall will be here. So it's not too early to start registering for the fall. And President Ford will also talk about enrollment for the fall in his message this week. Several of our folks very busy this week as Apple is using us as a showcase of how technology works in the classroom on a college setting. That's another example of how we are pushing technology in the classroom to make sure our students are globally ready when they leave here at Northeast. Let's bring in our president, Dr. Ricky Ford. This is his 48th straight week of appearing here on Tiger Talk. As always, Dr. Ford, really appreciate your time.
Good morning again to everyone, and welcome to the Tiger Talk this week. Thank you, Will, for hosting this and providing an opportunity for me to share with the Northeast family some things that are going on within the Northeast community and Northeast family. I do want to say, first of all, that we have scheduled our ribbon cutting for the Ripley Center on May the 19th at 10 a.m. We have invitations that have gone out to that, and all of you are invited to attend the ribbon cutting. It's on May the 19th at 10 a.m. This is a great addition to the Northeast campuses and also a great addition for Ripley and Tippah County, and we're looking forward to the opportunity to serve the students and the citizens of Tippah County and the surrounding areas too. And that's one of the things that we want to do, is to make it attractive for the students that are over in the adjacent counties, Benton and Marshall counties, that they might have an opportunity to come in and get on a pathway to a great job. Do want to remind everyone about graduation coming up May the 13th and 14th at 2 and 6 p.m. each day. So Governor Reeves has removed some of the restrictions as far as capacities in gymnasiums and those type things and enclosed structures. So really there's not a limit. However, he does request that we use caution and wear masks and those type things. So originally, as most of you know, we had scheduled to provide up to 4 tickets for each graduate. That is no longer in effect. We are opening up the graduation ceremonies to any guests that want to come, can come and support and their family member, their friends, whatever, and they should be able to get in without not having any ticket required for them to get in. So we're excited about those possibilities and excited that we are now open and no tickets will be required for graduation. Also want to remind everyone that in the plans that we have going forward for the growth of Northeast, we have many projects. It's been my vision to expand in every area. Of course, we want to expand in the fine arts area and the music, the band, and those type things, and eventually have a great place for our band to practice and an inside facility and that type thing. So we're looking at those possibilities and those plans in the future. Also, we're looking for the expansion of our athletics as far as providing an opportunity for our tennis program to be started back and to start building a tennis complex. So we are beginning that campaign as far as raising money for that, along with other things. But our first focus will be on a campaign for raising private funds for our tennis complex. And speaking on the tennis complex, we will be reinstating our tennis program, men and women, for the fall of 21. We'll also be adding archery, which is a great opportunity for some of our students to continue their high school career. We have a lot of high schools that are participating in archery, so this is a program that has a lot of interest in it, so we're looking forward to get those two programs up and going in the fall of 2021. For 2022, we're looking to expand even more to move into the realm of volleyball and then possibly soccer on down the road. So we have a lot of plans and a large vision for Northeast to continue to grow in every area and every division that we have here on campus. Do want to remind everyone too, on May the 21st, we will be hosting the Mississippi Community College Board of Trustees, commonly referred to as MCCB. This is the State Community College Board, and they will be having their monthly meeting here on the Northeast campus beginning at 9 a.m. upstairs in the Frank Haney Union and the Claude Wright Room. And if I would encourage any of you that want to come by and visit and meet some of the Mississippi Community College Board of Trustees, please do so. Probably some of our Board of Trustee members will be there along with our cabinet. And any of you all that would like to come and visit prior to the meeting, we will have some breakfast foods and that type thing for them. So we invite everybody to come out and meet your Mississippi Community College Board of Trustees on May the 21st at 9 a.m. in the Claude Wright Room. Do want to remind everybody, too, and just give you an update on our enrollment for summer school. As most of you know, we provided free tuition for anyone who wanted to take any summer classes. That has really grown. Normally, we have 500 to 600 for summer school in the summer. This year, we've already got enrolled 1,537 that have has registration complete. We have over 3,000 that have applied for summer school, and those applications are incomplete at this time, lacking maybe some transcripts and those type things, especially the high school students who haven't graduated yet. And as soon as we get those confirmation that they've graduated from high school, then we'll be able to complete registration for those high school students completing their curriculum in high school. So we look for this number to grow even more. So this is proving to be a very beneficial step for Northeast as far as our enrollment. Looking into the fall semester, we need to really emphasize on growing that number also and getting as many folks registered for the fall semester as we possibly can. There will be some COVID funds that will be available for the fall semester also for any students, so they need to check into the financial aid office for any students coming into the fall about COVID funds available for them to use. As I mentioned a moment ago, we talked about graduation. There are some protocols in place. As I said, no tickets will be required. Everyone entering the Bonner Arnold Coliseum will be required to wear a mask upon entrance. They will not be required, however, to wear the mask while they're sitting. If they so choose, they can remove the mask. But when they exit, they need to have the mask back on, because this is when people tend to get close together and congregate. So we're just taking some extra precautions there. All of the stage staff will be wearing masks during the presentation of the diplomas and so forth. Then the students will be wearing masks when they walk across and receive their diploma. They will have an opportunity to have their picture made when they come off the stage. They will be able to remove their mask for this. And then, of course, pictures can be made with family afterwards, outside after the recessional. We will have a processional coming in, and we'll have a recessional going out, and that is to keep people from congregating inside the facility after it's over with. Do want to say congratulations again to our Northeast golf team. They did a fantastic job this year in representing Northeast and winning the state MACCC Golf Championship. Congratulations to Coach Derek Devon, also being selected as Coach of the Year for golf in 2021 in the Mississippi Association of Community Colleges. They will We have three students who qualified for the National Golf Tournament, which is in Plymouth, Indiana. Those three golfers are Jake Kilcrease, Austin Lauderdale, and Tate Dickerson, and that will be coming up in a week or so, so we want to wish them the very, very best as they go and compete and represent Northeast on the national level. Also, congratulations to our softball team. They qualified for the state tournament, and that will be Wednesday. They will be playing Wednesday at 12 noon against Jones in the state tournament, so we wish them the very best in this double elimination tournament that we have going on. We are in final exams currently, and we want to wish our students the very best as they finish up this year and look forward to their summer, whether it be working or going to summer school or continuing their pathway to their vocation. Again, I can't say enough how much that each one of you are valuable to Northeast and the success of Northeast. You know, a lot of times we get disconnected, but I want you to understand that I never take any of you for granted, because I know the job that you do is so vital and so important for the operation of this college. There's no one here that doesn't, that your job is not vital to the survival of Northeast Mississippi Community College. And I want you to know how valuable you are and how much you are appreciated in the operation of this institution. So we want to say thank you, thank you, thank you to each and every one of you for the job that you do, the job that you continue to do, but more importantly, thank you for the job that you're going to do in the future in moving Northeast forward. So again, thank you and appreciate everything that you do. And ladies and gentlemen, as always, let's go Tigers.
Go Tigers is right, Dr. Ford. Thanks again for your time. And speaking of Tigers, our annual Northeast football golf scramble coming up next Friday, the 14th of May, up at Hillendale in Corinth. Of course, last year, what a season for the Tigers. They were runner-ups in the North, 5-1 record, looking for more of the same this fall. This year's tournament, as always, running through the foundation here at Northeast. So if you would like to be a part of this year's event, or like to be a whole sponsor, have a team, whatever, call 720-7185. That'll be Tiffany Johnson's extension with the foundation. And also our VP from the foundation, Patrick Eaton, was telling me today that they can accept over the phone a credit card if you need to pay with that, or we can invoice you, set up whatever plan is best for you for our annual Northeast Tiger football golf scramble. That'll be May 14th. And with that, we will put a bow on this week's show. Special thanks to Blake Long, who continues to do a wonderful job filling in for Michael Miller, putting this whole show together. So for our president, Dr. Ricky Ford, I'm Will Kohlmeyer saying thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next week right here on Tiger Talk.